listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all figured out.
All right. I guess I'm hosting because we didn't figure it out. We didn't talk about that before starting, but that's okay. All right. Hello, everyone. This is DMTF 69.
Jesus nice. Christ.
Yes.
Nice.
20
nice.
Seconds. Fucked it nice. Up again.
Wow. Yes. We already have the episode title.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
ETF. So, fucked it up nice. Again.
Yeah. DMTF, please, for today. Okay. Welcome, everyone. My name is Patrick, and with me tonight, and we are, you know, same bunch of usual, minus Simon. He will join us next time, hopefully. Jan from Berlin, hello.
Hey.
And Joel on the road.
From Aurelia, hello.
Where
Aurelia,
are you
Ontario, if anyone's ever heard of that, which they haven't. So.
Didn't you say a First Nation name before?
Well, it's in the Muskoka region of Ontario, which is like the famous cottaging area of Ontario, like Interlaken or like
okay,
whatever.
Okay.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. Nice.
You say Interlaken?
It's okay. The lake area of Ontario. It's where Kevin O'Leary murdered that person on his boat. You know. Right, you know what I'm saying?
They should put that on the first page of their brochure. You know, yeah. Tourism board, get to it.
Nice.
That's comeback.
But anyway, yep. Live right. From like, Muskoka.
It's like Berlin doing a brochure. Hey, have you seen the topography of Terra?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. So
I've also been to that museum way too many times.
Oh, I have never been.
Really?
Really?
Never.
And, no. and you gave Joel shit for not going to Victoria Park?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, hey. Wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute.
I'm born in Berlin. I don't have to go there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Actually, I went to Victoria Park. I've been, I think, only once, and that was a million years ago. So when we are together in Berlin, Joel.
Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Because I it's been sort of on my list for a number of years. There's so much of Berlin that's on my list, and so much of it never gets checked off when I go, because it's like, I got to go see my friends, go to my local pub, got to go to my match, got to go to Ice Barin.
Have you been to Little Venice near Erkner at the end of the S3 line?
No.
Southeast? No. Apparently, it's very nice. I've never been, but...
Southeast Copenhagen?
Further. Oh, okay. Yes.
As long as we're not in Copenhagen. You know.
Yeah, roger that. Roger
I've
that.
Only been to the Spreewald. Hey, we could go to the Spreewald and canoe around a bit.
I would be down with that. You're talking to a canoe guy here, and I invented the canoe.
It's a 90-minute drive.
Oh.
And on the way back...
Wolf. You deflated almost in front of us.
It's near Cottbus, my friend.
Yeah, but 90 minutes, that's... I think it was closer.
And on...
Spreewald? Wait.
Spreewald? Hang on.
Okay, no, never
mind. I'll Google Maps it.
No, we are recording. Save it for the post.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. But actually, I got the first two items on the prep file. For me, I have nothing to say because I didn't watch either game. Match day 1 and 2, 1 against Paderborn and 2 against Highest Foul. Guys, go crazy. I missed both. I was out of town. I had other stuff to do. I didn't see 1 second of it.
I missed the first one. I missed Paderborn.
I was there, but I didn't see anything because I was working.
All right.
It's going well.
That's even worse somehow.
You were there.
Were you chasing
Allison?
Or?
You know what? Okay, it's a 56-minute drive. Okay. 81 kilometers to Lübben.
So 90 minutes if you get distracted along the way. No, crickets.
Which could never happen.
Nah, no way.
No.
I mean, listen to us. I mean, we are laser focused all the time.
Yeah. That's us.
Like Hemi from Over the Hedge. Did you... I don't know the last time you were there, but they now have TVs on top of the concession stands.
Oh, good. That's class. Like, I mean, that's very North American. So yeah, that's good. They need that. Like, yeah. That's good. So you saw. So you're telling us you did see the pattern.
No, because I was walking around because I work.
And not looking at these TVs.
I work.
Coffee.
No. Lotte.
Lotte?
What?
I've been working for the awareness team for over a year now.
What? What? That is... Yo, let us know. Tell us about it then. What?
Wow, this is more off the rails than off the rails. We're into the stratosphere now.
Like this physics game where you have to go to a different planet and show went straight past it.
Into a new dimension now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So yes, we are waiting.
Ask me questions.
Okay, what is it? What are you making people aware of?
It's a philosophy class.
Yeah. Are you aware?
Are you aware? Exactly. Yeah. Well,
I am aware, therefore I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I only had
the French version in mind, so you beat me to it. Well done.
Hertha started an awareness French team in the last...
Makes sense.
Nobody listens. I just shut up.
Ah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, awareness.
Hertha started an awareness team in the last Bundesliga season they had.
Is that related to the room? Like the safe room? Or like
yes. Not
the, yeah, okay. Yes. So is it kind of letting people know about the room in particular or other
stuff? No, we walk around and help people.
Okay.
So if somebody...
Who have you helped?
People, I can tell you.
Well, okay. I understand.
Secret.
A bit private. Well, I mean,
I can
tell you. You don't have to name names and birth dates or anything. Like, but
Petra, Herbert, Gundula.
Do not name names.
Funny enough, usually I don't know the names of the people we help because we don't ask them for the name. We just ask them if they need help and then we take them.
But what kind of help?
Okay, awareness teams. Have you heard of awareness teams at all?
Yeah, I do know. Like, I've heard a bit more of it now that you're mentioning it. Yeah, like, I do remember Herta's announcement of having the teams, and there's, like, a safe space now that you can go to if needed. Yeah. So, yeah, I do remember the announcement, but I'm not familiar with, like, the practicality of it. So, like, I guess, yeah. So if you've been doing it for a year, who have you helped the most in the sense of, like, what issue?
Can't tell you, but the
you don't
most
have a spreadsheet, like
no, yeah, but it's not yeah, for like, public consumption, especially not on a podcast.
Let's try and stop dancing around, because I still have no idea what you guys are talking about. Like, is it like people in like a mental crisis, or
it's anything? If you get somebody hits on you, if you get into a fight, if
during
you
a match
feel unwell during a match, it's
okay
designed to make the stadium experience a safer space for everybody.
Okay, there you...
And we have one of the VIP lounges in Block M.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it O? I don't know. Next time you're at the stadium, there's a huge one of the pillars has a huge pink sign saying "Here ist Lotte," because the awareness project is called Wo ist Lotte?
That's where your is
Lotte. Yeah,
that's and what and what's that word? Lotte.
Lotte is a female name.
First name, yeah, for Charlotte or Lieselotte.
And it's Lotte because of Charlottenburg.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Wow, okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh,
sometimes we are good at them. Sometimes. Okay. Okay, because I wasn't sure if it was like an acronym or something, but okay, for Charlottenburg. Okay, perfect.
I mean, I think I first saw it in 2012 when I was at a festival, and it was something, have you seen Gisela? Because Gisela is a very non-typical German name that's not used anymore, so...
Okay.
Usually there wouldn't be a Gisela at a festival, so that's the name that can't be...
Oh, that's kind of a code name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah! okay. Like a bartenders have some.
At oh the bell. Yeah, like at an the angel bell. Shot.
Yes.
That you ask a bar in North America, or well, some places in North America, it's known that a woman can ask for an angel shot from a bartender, and that's meant to indicate that to the bartender that that woman needs some help of some kind.
Or that person.
Yeah, sure. You're right.
I think at Bello it used.
I mean,
to
it was
be...
it was definitely targeted for women initially, but yes, yeah. Anyone
at Bello you can order a Brad Pitt.
Hmm. Oh. What, okay. Why Brad I think.
Because he's cute. I don't know. Tyler Durden. I have no idea.
Okay.
All right. All so right. So you think Brad Pitt is cute. I that's what I'm picking up.
I just read that Brad Pitt is spending millions to humiliate his ex-wife in court.
We can afford it. Okay, so yeah. Can she.
Yeah.
I mean... No.
So back to the thing. You know, it's a whatever. Awareness yeah. team. Yes. And yeah, we help
people. How
many people.
Are you?
It depends. Last match was not too many people. We at Tops, we had like 15 people. And last match, we were like 6 people only.
Okay.
Do you walk in pairs at least? Or
at first, we walked in pairs and we walked all the time. And then at one match, there was... problems with some Hertha fans who were they told us to piss off and shit like that, and it wasn't nice. No. The worst thing was I couldn't say anything because I was really mad, and the guy who was talking, he was like, you know, like 5'3", one of these mini ultras, and I was I would have fucked him up.
So okay, so you're not allowed to talk back at all?
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk back. I'm not allowed to hit anybody. I'm not allowed to.
What? That goes without saying. But, yeah. Okay.
Not allowed to make fun of short people.
I'm off duty.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you're not allowed to fight back. Actually, so if someone takes a swing at you, and you have to take it.
And you're especially not. No, I mean, I can
dodge
and yourself.
I hope
I can dodge. And parry.
Okay, wow.
No, but...
Parry. I like that parry. Like yes. That. It's good. Well done. Excellent use of parry. Wow.
Assassin's well done. Creed for the win.
Yeah.
And but we're not allowed to usually not get into the situation, but rather just get the person out of the situation and take them to safety.
That makes sense.
It's the job.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
And I have to say the most we had to do was the last match because it was so hot and there was no free water that we... One of us had the idea to bring some water because it was so hot. And then we helped like 7 or 8 people who had problems with being dehydrated or being too hot. Yeah. Oh,
there is no free water at the stadium?
No.
Aramak. I didn't know that.
In Germany.
Aramak is against it. They blocked it.
Wow.
Oh, that's... Fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Looking forward to the lawsuit when someone gets brain damage from dehydration or something.
I just want Aramak.
Crazy.
It's the worst.
But that's the company that's in charge of like the concessions, prison. Right?
Food services
and prisons. Okay.
Prisons as well. Okay.
Yeah. They do tons of. Aramark is huge in Canada. They do
as well.
Aramark is massive. They do most of our stadiums. Yeah. Like, so I know for sure Aramark does our stadium in Ottawa, like for the Canadian Tire Center. I had a buddy who worked for Aramark, and he actually did sales or whatever, and he worked on selling Aramark food services to the camps in Alberta, like the remote, like the oil workers and stuff. And so they do the food services for like the entire camps, which is like tens of thousands of people sometimes. Right. Anyway. Jesus. Yeah. No, Aramark is a fucking massive corporation for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And they've had lawsuits against them in the United States before because they gave perished food to inmates.
Wow.
That's the US.
Yeah.
I personally I wouldn't work with anybody who does for profit prisons, but that's just me.
Yeah, I agree. The concept is gross.
Oh yeah.
Like it's wild. Okay.
So wait, which match day was the hot one?
Paderborn.
Oh, okay. So that was the last match you were at?
That was the only home game this season so far.
Yep, so far.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Of course. Well, I mean,
yeah, the one was it was at HSV. Yeah.
That's right.
And the women's match was at Amateurstadion.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Where I had free water.
Oh, and then obviously the Pokal match was up in.
Up in Rostock.
Rostock.
Yes, and that one I did see.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes.
But good stuff.
Well, you know, half an hour in, anyway.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's 60 minutes in.
Good point. No, but actually, because I missed the first half hour.
Because you couldn't find the feed.
Yeah.
Yes.
The YouTube feed we used only kicked in 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
I assume it's some kind of subscription, to try and avoid
blackouts. Yes.
Yeah.
And being taken down. And because I wasn't on my desktop, otherwise it would have not been a problem. But I was on my iPad, and you know, on the iPad, it's pop-ups galore if you're unlucky. And I couldn't find anything that was working.
Oh yeah.
But once that one got going,
it was fine.
It was perfect.
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah. Didn't have to reload or anything. So
the commentary.
I never listened to it, so I couldn't.
Was it German or English?
English.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was.
If you in Germany, you can buy single games on Sport 1.
Oh, okay.
For a few bucks.
How much do you know?
Under 10 euros.
Well, then you could just buy a. Can you not just buy a team season then?
I don't know. I don't work for Sport 1 yet.
Oh, okay. yet. Yeah, all right. Well.
But it's geo-blocked for sure. But, you know, VPN and all that.
Yeah, you all have VPN.
Should take care of it.
You little scoundrels.
Well, my VPN's different.
We'll be okay. We find a way, usually.
So, HSV, though.
Yes.
Right?
We haven't talked about Paderborn at all.
Oh, yeah, nope. You're right. Yeah, we did. You not walked it. Around the stadium. It was very hot. you know, we...
No, but actually what you mentioned about Lotte, I thought it was more interesting than anything that you could have, that we could have said about the game, to be honest.
I mean, from what I heard, it was pretty quiet.
Okay.
Oh, the game, okay.
Because, if you just walk around the stadium, I usually know by the sound of the crowd if it was a goal, a miss, an almost goal by the other team. It wasn't that loud.
Do you remember how many people were there?
Nope.
Yeah, so that was literally my next question.
Okay. There you go. Great mind.
I think it wasn't full, but it wasn't that empty, but it was...
Wasn't it like 45?
Possible.
I have that number in... I'm not sure...
But, 45, you know. 46?
Sold.
To the young Canadian.
Yes. DFB Cup match against Ansa. Yeah. Okay. So that was a 5-1 win. To be honest, I from what I could read on the comments, I had no idea that.
Which comments?
On WhatsApp. It didn't look, it looked fairly even for the first part of the match, I'm guessing. But,
Until the other team scored.
Yes.
Evenly matched.
Yes.
Okay, I found the match. Where are you? Spielinfo. We had 48,591. That's good.
Okay.
That's
okay,
not bad.
Yeah.
Especially Paderborn is not really a big...
Well, opening match, you would hope that...
Some people would show up just for the... just for the sake of it.
But it's summer break. I mean, everybody's gone. It's summer break.
And I guess the season starts, 2 weeks earlier than the BL1 or something?
Four.
Holy fuck.
Four. Yeah.
That's a lot of extra Lottie walking.
Lotte.
Yeah.
Show some respect.
Listen, you haven't gotten me on Reese. You're not going to get me on Lotte, okay?
All right, so next up, trying to move things along, injury updates. You have something?
What about HSV?
Oh, true. Yeah, it's a tie. We won the draw. That was nice. I watched it.
I watched the second half because I was out.
But. Yeah, me too. Actually, I missed a bit of the first half because I was at a movie, but but I watched the second half and it was.
I mean, bringing in Deo was pretty much all it took to switch the whole not dynamics, but the architecture of the game. Man, I'm on fire.
That sub made a huge difference, obviously. And boom, not so long after we,
and like Kenny was so cute.
Banged in the goal, won a draw, if you want to say it that way. I like to say it that way. It gives me a little bit of hope.
We won 2-2.
I mean, the Pokal, as great as it was, 5 goals, awesome. Love seeing 5 goals, obviously. Who doesn't?
You wanted one more for your conscience?
Always one more. Always one more. But, I mean, more than anything, you know, I said it in the chat. I'll say it everywhere. I wish it was 3 points. I want 3 points more than I want a Pokal win, to be honest, at this point. I asked the question, I think, in the chat, but I'm not sure if anyone answered. Like, does the Pokal bring in money? Like, a win?
480,000.
So not enough? Or like I'm talking about final win.
Well, the final win is a lot of
money. Oh, if you win,
first round wins 480,000. So it all comes into the club then. Okay, so all right. Well, then, you know.
Every game gives you more if you proceed.
Okay.
So the first round, 480 grand.
I think so, yeah.
That
seems fucking, like a lot. Yeah.
Yo, can you imagine a fucking like a 4 level team or Riganello of like or 4? Like what the like?
Yeah, but like a few years ago,
like
this
2 years of operating budget.
Saarbrücken?
The FA Cup. This was this fifth division club who played against Spurs. The club was called Marine, I think, and the players had to basically walk through people's backyards to get through the pitch. It was crazy. Yeah, look it up. It's a few years old. Marine, like Marine, M-A-R-I-N-E.
Game of Thrones?
Okay.
Versus...
No, not Marine, no.
Yeah, no, Marine. Versus Spurs.
Yeah. So yeah, remember when Saarbrücken beat Bayern last year? Or in what round was that? Like, oh my god, they must be flush for the next decade. Like,
do you want to hear the premiums?
Yeah,
yes,
of course please. We do. Do we want facts, Jan?
For getting the first round, it's 209,453 euros.
Okay, we need it.
Second round, which we have now, is 418,906. Third round, 837,813. If you make it to the quarterfinals, it's 1.675.625 million. Semifinals, 3.351.250. And if you lose the final, you get 2.88 million.
Wow.
And the winner gets 4.32 million.
All right, well, let's go lose the final. Who cares? I mean, my mind has changed. Fuck 3 points. No, I want 3 points. But I mean, damn. Like, yeah, give us the money, right? Like, let our club survive.
I think that Tom Herrich was on Hertha Base for like a 2-hour interview or 1 hour. I don't know. They had him talk to him, and he said something that the fact that they beat Hamburg was quite good because they made like a few million just for beating Mainz and HSV, which was not originally in the budget, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
free money, basically.
Oh yeah, exactly. Only an idiot would budget for Herdo to win.
That's a good point.
I remember back in the day when I was still just attending things and not doing anything else. Ingo Schiller said that they always calculate to make it to the third round.
Wow.
Okay. That seems dangerous. Because did we not even make it? Didn't we lose to Brunswick in like the second round last year or something?
That rings a bell. I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
Three years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, like that's...
5-4. 5-4 in regulation.
Yeah.
5-4 in...
Extra time?
Yeah, in extra time.
Okay.
But still,
a lot of goals.
It sounds like a penalty shootout.
Yes, that's true. All right. Okay, so.
Okay. Well, Pokal, not so bad. Okay. Okay. You know what? Then I will say, yeah, and then you've changed my view on it, and I'll be a little more pumped about the Pokal wins then.
So next one is against, has the draw been made for the next round?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No. Yes. Okay.
Hey. No. Couldn't remember.
No, no.
Because the next Bundesliga match is against Regensburg, I
exactly.
think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Newly relegated Regensburg. They're promoted.
Promoted. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember them in the first Bundesliga. What's going on? Okay. All right.
Good one.
Okay, so next up.
Regensburg, Bayern? It's in Bayern? Is it that little town that's kind of north of Munich? Oh, okay.
At the Regen.
With the abbey. There's an
the awesome cathedral there. Okay. Yeah, if you have the chance, check it out. It's.
Yeah. I've heard of Regensburg. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm wrong.
Oh, well, shocker. No,
it's in Bavaria.
No. Oh, I'm at the wrong, sorry, wrong match day.
It's like,
it's like
1 hour from Munich, I think.
We played them before.
Oh, okay.
In 2016, first cup round.
Oh.
And all I remember was that.
Lost?
Short before, no, but it was very close. I mean, like just a few minutes to go, Hertha was down one, and then Mitchell Weiser scored with a header.
Wow.
Okay.
And then they won the penalty shootout. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, there we go.
Okay. Oof. Are we boring you?
No, sorry. I'm just tired.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. So next up, we have injury updates.
No, we're not Pokal game.
Well, yeah, but we talked about it a few minutes ago.
No, we didn't talk about the Pokal game. We talked about Hamburg for a second.
You mentioned 45 minutes total before we started, and we are at 28.
No, 45 before Joel came around.
Wait a minute.
We are screwed. Okay. Okay, so yeah, Pokal.
Since it's the only game you watch, you can tell us about it.
Well, I mean, I watched it, but I was kind of distracted. I remember, you know, I think I saw every goal. And it felt good. How can I say? Not to be stressed anymore during the match. That felt fine. That felt different.
Yeah, the goals are fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Except for the second goal.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God. Oh, that, yeah, Gershberg, that was, boh, that was.
They're not all going to be pretty.
But it was two mistakes in one. First, he placed the ball to the opponent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
and then he reaches the ball.
Yeah, he touched it. Yeah, he almost stopped it. Yeah.
Yeah, but he can't hold on to it.
Yeah, no, that was not, woof. Yeah.
Well, thank God we scored five, so.
Yes.
It was mentioned on various podcasts that after Maza scored the 2-1, Gersbeck ran all the way over to thank him.
I think they showed it. Yeah. Didn't they? I think I saw that. Because, now that I remember, like, I was like, they're going to fuck it up again.
Yeah.
That was like they're gonna have a complete mental breakdown, and they will.
Yeah.
It will be, you know, Brazil against Germany in 2014. They're gonna concede 4 goals in 6 minutes. Unfortunately, that it did not happen.
But the guy who scored the goal was transferred 2 days before that. He had to play because they don't have any strikers right now.
Oh wow. Okay.
I mean, because after they got relegated from Zweite Bundesliga, they fell apart as usual. You know, everybody leaves. Yeah. Yeah. I just hated the ginger. Man. Well.
Yeah, he was good, though. I mean, I didn't like him either. But, I mean, he was the most effective.
Yeah, but he was like Drake, you know. You can't back it up.
Oh, whoa, hey, wait a minute.
You earned that. All right. Okay, what else to say?
All right, so what, 100 and how many hundreds of thousands of euros?
200.
Oh, there we go. Good. To, okay. Boom.
No, 400. No,
not
418.
Yet. Yeah, 418.
So 419.
On the first round.
No, just to make it to the second round.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's done.
You get the money for reaching the round.
For reach a round?
Oh. For reaching the round, you get...
No, I know. I know. It was like, you know, you set it up so nicely and me, home run.
You're just a dirty, dirty man.
Yeah, and just loves a good reach around. I mean,
not the title.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not the title.
No kink shame. Yeah, nice. No kink shame.
Very nice. All right. Give me your finger. She tied like this.
Okay. Moving on.
So Patrick doesn't know Borat.
I know of it, but I've never seen the movies, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
Damn. It's funny as shit.
He's pretty good. I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen, something else.
Did you see the second?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was good enough or whatever, but...
Yeah, but like, first one was really... Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the first one's really it. Second, I would say the second one was better than you'd anticipate. Like, you anticipate a shitty sequel, right? Or I did. And I thought it was better than that. Like, it was better than just a total piece of shit sequel.
But Borat was also a character from the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they all are. Ali G, Borat.
Bruno?
Bruno. Yeah. Bruno. Bruno's German, right? Isn't he? Or Austrian?
I had to turn that movie off.
Or something. Bruno's one of them. Yeah. Oh, did you? Okay. I haven't actually seen the movie.
Fun fact, the first movie I saw with my wife was The Dictator.
Oh, nice.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Nice, I actually haven't seen that one.
Yeah, you know, we went to this little cinema in Kreuzberg, and it only shows one movie because there's only one room. Oh, so, wow.
Was that before Kreuzberg was cool? Because I assume you would not go to Kreuzberg while it's cool.
Huh?
Never.
I lived in Kreuzberg when you were still a glass of yogurt.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is actually more than one.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No more mental picture like this, please.
Says Mr. Reach Around.
Oh, we're just trying to get glasses of yogurt over here. I mean,
okay. Injury updates.
Oh, but you missed number four.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Women's Cup versus ABS.
With numbers.
Buntentor.
Yeah.
Buntentor.
Is that a place?
I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody
yeah, that, that knows. Means color. Does that mean colorful goal?
Yeah, or gate.
Oh, yeah.
Gate, yes. Okay.
Colored gate. I haven't had the time to look it up yet. I hope it's a place. Oh, it's in Bremen? Hang on. I'm Googling. Oh, it's in Bremen. It's in Bremen.
So, question. Women's Cup. Is it just like a women's Pokal? Or?
Yeah, yeah. DFB Pokal. But they showed a graphic of the... differences in money they get. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think the cup winner for the women's gets as much as the teams that advance to the second round in the Pokal for men's.
Okay.
That's just shit.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, don't give me the that more people watch men's football. It's just shit.
Well, I mean, it's true, but it doesn't make it right, you know?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's not right, but it's okay. Nah, nah,
I mean,
nah,
you know, nah, nah. The market is the market.
Karaoke night.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a whole...
Yeah, yeah, that's an entire episode for itself, at least.
I hope nobody from Hertha listens to this podcast, because I'm going to... give you some...
I have something to say about the Twitter account.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Yeah, is that what we're doing right? Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
okay,
no, no, okay. No.
Not yet, okay. But yes, yeah. Yeah, I hope they listen, actually.
I just heard that last season, the Hatters team didn't play in the DFB Pokal because they forgot to apply for it.
What?
Wow. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. No, it's
actually
happened.
Yeah. They didn't send the paperwork, basically.
They didn't sign him up.
that.
Yeah, I know.
What in the Christ?
What? Yeah. And you know, okay, I'm not that.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Patrick. Germans, are you not like, are you not the paperwork fucking like people? Like, are you not, like, what are you doing?
I have to say, I had to sign more paperwork to get a job at the university at Georgia State, including stacked like 5 inches where I had to just, I swore on the constitution of the state of Georgia and stuff like that. So that was really more than here.
Well, I mean, met some weird German dude asking about reach arounds, you know, trying to come to my university, I might make him, five inches. Fill out some paperwork too. So, I mean,
anyways, I think it's just they were new and nobody thought of having to register them.
I guess maybe it was just like too big in their in their eyes, like in a sense.
Last season was their first season.
No, I just mean it's like too big of a dream in a sense. Like they weren't thinking that large.
No, they forgot. Okay. Or they just didn't know.
Okay. Well.
It's not like there is this thing, you know, called the telephone that allows you to talk to people in other cities and say, hey, you know, how does this work? You know, do you know?
Yeah.
Fuck's
sake. I'm just saying it's a huge undertaking to start a new division.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, that's a fair point. But, I mean, that's a pretty big
oversight. Everybody went like...
Yeah.
Big oversight.
Because, like, now we're talking about the... Like, okay, I understand you're saying it's way less money, but, like, do they not need that way less money? You know, like, because at the end of the day, it's a financial mistake. Like, you win round one, you know, like, now you're helping your club. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, we're laughing because it's fun. It's hilarious. But like, I mean, also, like, you just potentially lost a lot of euros.
Not a lot, but some euros. Well, yeah.
Well, still more than zero, you know.
Well, you know, Wayne Gretzky, baby, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's true.
It was Dominic Wilkins who said that.
I'm not going to take anything away from Wayne Gretzky as a Canadian.
Yep.
I think I'd lose my citizenship.
Dominic Wilkins was more of a dunk specialist, so he wouldn't miss a dunk, right?
But that's no. He was. You never seen him play with the Celtics. Clearly,
okay. Well, yeah, but he was washed up by then.
Oh,
but like with the Hawks in his first few seasons, he was dynamite.
I think he's
Dominic Wilkins.
Yeah, I mean, he's more than just a dunker.
Jan's googling.
That's what I'm saying.
He was mostly a dunker, I'd say.
No, that's you're wrong.
Didn't he win like a dunk contest?
No, he lost to Jordan. He lost to Jordan.
Well, okay, so that's not bad. I mean, that's okay. I guess there is no shame in that.
It doesn't sound like any kind of Wayne Gretzky.
Losing to that sociopath.
Can Wayne Gretzky dunk?
Wayne Gretzky can do whatever the fuck he wants, okay? you understand his status in Canada.
He can probably teleport.
Yeah. Wayne Gretzky is the pantheon of Canadian gods. Like we're monotheistic, actually. Like don't wait.
There you go. There you go.
Shooting.
Okay, so yeah, let's
go back
topic, please. Yes. Okay. So yeah, Buntentor. Women's Cup. Buntentor, yes. So that's in Bremen or near Bremen?
It's in Bremen.
Okay.
It's a part of Bremen.
All right.
As I just Googled.
I have nothing else to say about that.
I was there at 11 because I was selling my delicious coffee drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't put out an extension cord for me.
Oh, no.
So I set up the machine, you know, on the right next to the other food cart. And then, where's my cable? And then I go and ask, oh, sorry, we don't have it. And then I had to move one of my bars right next to the fence, because that's where the 16 ampere came out. And so, yeah, I had to switch it up a bit. So for every coffee, I had to run like 10 meters to make the coffee and give it to my friend to sell it to the 10 people.
10 meters?
Jesus. Kilometer geld. Yeah. But it was
your 10,000 step.
Easy. But it was the first time I had a fridge with me because I was gifted a fridge by a roastery in Kreuzberg who had to leave their premises because they got a 3,000 euro increase for their rent.
Oh my God.
3,000 a month more. Not 3,000, but 3,000 more. And after that, a 500 euro increase every 6 months.
Jesus.
Yeah. My Bachufa.
Kreuzberg's hot. But damn. Yes.
I think that's the Merkur inside.
3,000 euro increase.
More.
Yeah, that is insane.
That's wild.
It's almost 5,000 Canadian.
There's a very beautiful old farm.
45-ish. But
increase.
There's a very beautiful old pharmacy across the street from my daughter's daycare. And the person who runs the daycare, she knows, and she told me that they want 6,000 a month. Euros.
Wow.
So, of course, it's a gallery now. That's always closed.
Yeah, wow. That sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, but we did it, and I could see the goal in the first half, because they were playing the right way, but I didn't see anything, of course. But it was a nice day, was had by all. 5-0 was pretty, I mean, if you look at the scoring, they had like two early goals, and then it was pretty evenly matched, and then towards the end, especially the last goal was just brutal for the goalkeeper, because she caught the ball like in the, you know, in the keeper corner, in the, you know what I mean? Torwart Ecke? You know what that means?
The goal corner? The corner?
Yeah, but...
Like the top cheese, you mean? Like the...
Okay, if the ball...
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm thinking hockey, right? It's more...
Not
top shelf. No, not top, but the one that's... You have to always make sure that the smaller corner, if the goalie is in the goal, the one that's
the short post, short side, yes,
yeah,
okay,
and went all the way through the hands into the goal.
Oh, that's not a good look.
And then they didn't start play again, I think, because it was already, 5-0 up was good. Business was good. But nobody saw me. People were actually complaining that they only saw me when they were leaving, because I was right behind them. You couldn't see me. I was at the fence.
Oh.
You know? So I hope next time. Next match is in 3 weeks' time, because they have two away games. Oh, in 4 weeks, because they have two away games and their cup match against Wolfsburg.
That should give you enough time to buy a good cable.
Yeah.
Make sure that you don't have to rely on other people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wolfsburg women, though, they're good, aren't they? Yeah. Okay. Yes. So we're fine.
Champions League winners, 7-time German champions, 11-time champions.
Okay. So
yeah, since 2015, they won all the cups.
Well, I hope you sell a lot of coffee then. I mean, fuck.
Yeah. Me too, man. Me too. We'll see.
All right. Yeah. Injury updates for the third time.
Finally. Fifth time. Yeah. I was kind of surprised, because I was expecting way more names, and now it was only Cesar and Reza on the list. Cuisance is back in practice.
Yeah, I saw that.
And on today's press conference, he said that he did everything yesterday and today in team practice. Didn't sit about anything and was there all the time. Yeah.
All right.
So, and both Cesar and Reza had knee injuries and were had surgery, and they're expected back in September, probably. I don't know.
Oh, that's September. Okay. That could be nice. We could still maybe see him then, or I could.
Cesa or Reza?
Reza. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about Reza, seeing him. Reese. I want to see Reese again.
I want to see Cease and Reese.
Okay, well, wait a minute. No, I'm going to go with Cesa.
I think he's Italian or something like that. Half 10. So shall we move on to number 6?
Mm-hmm. Twitter account dead.
Yeah.
Here we fucking go. All right. So Joel, do you want to start? Jan, yes.
I emailed Hertha's media team with a few questions, but I haven't heard back, of course.
Of course.
Oh, hang on. There are emails in my folder. No, just NPR music. Okay.
NPR music?
Yeah. A brief history of megaphones at the tiny desk.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought they had like a music channel and I was like, whoa, that doesn't make sense, but okay. All right. So, yeah. So, okay. So for those who were living on Neptune, Hertha shut down its English Twitter account earlier this week, I think.
But was it active?
They were tweeting live tweeting during games.
They matched the German account for like every post, like post for post.
No, not every post.
Well, I mean,
most of them, let's say.
Okay.
Enough to, you know, keep us in the loop. And so, yeah. And honestly, I don't know where to start with this because, like, and I know that I'm going to repeat myself. I mentioned a few things on the chat, but if it was because if the club had said, okay, Twitter sucks now, it's a dump, peace, we're gone, I could at least respect that. But this is probably one of the stupidest off the field, off the pitch move that I've ever seen, honestly, because there is no positive to it. You know, there is zero positive to it. It just leaves us out of the loop and it makes the club less visible to foreign fans. And what kind of fucking weapons grade dumbass does that? You know, Jesus Christ. And I know that there is a translate, you know, feature on Twitter, but that's not the point. The point is what kind of club that takes itself seriously or wants to be taken seriously does that to their fans? You know, it's not up to the fans to do the work. The club should do the work.
Yeah.
It's work, you know, work. It's, you know, that's nothing. You know, we could have volunteer, you know, we could have fans doing that for free.
Yeah.
They would be happy.
Obviously I just agree with everything you say. Like I'm 100%. So, you know, I'm not going to repeat it, but, yes. And for me, I think the additional negative feeling comes so much from just like, it's like we're giving up on our BL1 status in a way, or at least any kind of fucking club status of any degree. It's like, oh, so we're just a fucking BL2 club and that's what we are. And so we're just going to live that way. So yeah, it's like giving up on hope. Even like it might sound stupid, you know, okay, English, whatever. It's not the fucking be all end all in Germany, you know, it's not. But like, you want to talk to anybody outside of the country, it's English. So like, I don't know. And who are, like, if I think of other like international fans, of Hertha fans, like other than the ones we're most familiar with, like North Americans and stuff, but like so many British fans, like our own Simon, you know, like just like,
it's, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, our good Twitter friend, Anna, you know, like another Brit, like, but there's all these English British people who literally fly to Germany to see games, and you don't want to tap into that market or continue to tap into that market at all. And So, I mean, go on and on, but it just feels like it's like we're giving up to our own status of BL2-ness.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like they couldn't even be bothered, you know, and it's not even a cost saving measure because, as I said, you know, many people would do it for free and it's, you know, even if it's only live tweeting during games, it's like, you know, 15 seconds a tweet every time something happens. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's like, it's basically, I mean, and I'm not as mad as I was back then a few days ago, but it's like the club saying to the English speaking fans, you know, fuck you.
Yeah, totally. It feels that's how I feel about it. 100%. It feels like a fuck you.
And
to me.
Even, yeah, and it feels like also the, I think it was the Paderborn English account on Twitter, they commented on it and they didn't. And it wasn't even like, fuck you, you bunch of, you know, village club or something. And it was like, I forgot what they said, but it kind of said that, you know, this is weird, but good luck or something. It makes no sense. I mean, do you know any other club that does that?
To shut it down and.
Yeah, and keeping, like not leaving Twitter, you know, shutting an English account because fuck, who knows? Who knows why? Because fuck you, that's why.
They also killed a Spanish account.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
At the same time, I'm guessing?
Yeah, at the same time, probably, I'm guessing, or?
The last post was from 23.
Oh, so, I mean, a while ago, I guess.
And they only had like 12,000 followers. Paderborn said, gutted to see you go. Thanks for giving consistently good Zweite Bundesliga coverage to the growing audience. Said it's ended too soon. Hope to see you again.
Wow. Well,
there you go.
I mean, that's mildly insulting because it's such a good fucking like comment. Like it's such a...
Yeah.
I mean, the Zweite Bundesliga.
Well, just how they're saying, like, you know, like, oh, well, thank you for bringing content to the Zweite Bundesliga. Like, let's fucking do that. You know, because we're also talking, I mean, obviously their accounts vary of varying sizes, but 36,000 followers isn't nothing, you know, and 36,000 followers on the English account. Like it can, you know, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's a fuck you.
And also, I mean, and I mentioned like it's a fuck you to the fans. And it brings me back almost to the membership payment issue. Like Joel, and you're not the only one. There are a few people in the North American WhatsApp group in the same boat. Like it's been going on for years. You guys have been sitting there waiting to give them your money.
Yeah.
And they can't even be bothered.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking circus club does that?
That's crazy to me.
The mind reels. Fuck Jesus Christ. And it's like, you know, they couldn't. How can I say? Like, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's not like, you know, there is not this device that allows you to call other people far away. They could pick up the phone and, you know,
relax, Marconi. Launch.
Exactly. They could cut short their power launch and call fucking highest foul on St. Pauli and say, hey, we, you know, our membership payment system is kind of fucked. What do you guys use?
Yeah.
Yeah, cannot be bothered. They cannot be bothered, and that blows my mind. It's like they are walking away from like a table full of money.
Our biggest glimpse
for
of
whatever
hope
reason
was Arne. Yeah. Arne, right? Like when yes. he even yeah, allowed
yeah. that's a good point.
Like when he allowed like us weird quasi members to join and whatever, but he
never resolved the whole thing.
He was gone too quickly. He was gone before even anything could happen. Yeah. Like,
and he fucked over the club now because now you all owe money to the club.
Well, yeah, but it's not our fault. It's the club's fault. Like let me give you my money.
He did more than many other people combined.
Yeah, but he didn't follow through.
To help why?
He left. He was gone.
This is fucking Sisyphus, you know, pushing the rock up the hill.
And pushing the hill up the rock.
Yeah, the hill up the rock. The rock up his ass.
Is that with a reach around?
What a... like to link up with the previous Jana, I mentioned the new soundbite earlier.
Yeah.
There we go. Yep.
They should replace Nuna Hound with this.
Oh, man.
Does it end at any point?
I could have it on a loop, but I'll stop now. But
hey, I really hope
for fuck's sake.
I really hope nobody from Hertha listens to that podcast.
Because my name is Joel Baxter. My member number is 50821, and I want my lifetime membership. I don't know. I actually know that that's my membership number. I just made up a number. But Herta, give me my fucking lifetime membership. Invoice me, baby. I'm waiting. I finally figured out a way to get my IBAN, whatever. Anyway.
Like, no matter who made that decision, it's horseshit. But if they are too lazy or inept to do that job properly, I have no respect for either. This is bullshit. Complete bullshit.
Does Arsenal have a German account?
I never checked, but...
That's not the same argument, though.
Wondering.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it's not... Well, I mean, Arsenal is not stuck in... the second division, having to look between the seat cushions of the sofa for money,
but they started on top and they finished second.
You can thank the assholes with the oil money.
Speaking of the new beer is around now.
Speaking of that,
That was a bit of a...
Speaking of money.
So I was like, were we speaking of that? Okay, sorry.
People were upset about Hertha moving away from Schüller. Was it Schüller?
No.
Yeah, Schüller,
beer?
Right?
No. It was their beer is Kindle. Yeah.
It was Kindle. It's not Kindle anymore.
Yeah, my bad.
Kindle is the chocolate. From Italy. And now it's Beck's and...
It's Beck's at the stadium?
Really?
Beck's and Spaten.
I like Spaten. Spaten's good.
See how he was about to go into red?
Oh, wow. He made a 180. I've never seen someone change their mind that quick.
No, it's like the bell rock, and he says, oh, it's okay. Okay, I'll go. I can't pass. Okay, sorry, I'm out of your hair.
It was like, what the? Yeah. Oh, this is nice.
Beck's trash. Spaten. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. I mean,
they set up a Spaten beer garden.
Oh.
On the lawn.
I mean, I love.
I mean, it's just beer tables and little fence around it, but it's okay. And I think they have a better guest to waiter ratio at the bar, so I think it goes faster.
Do they serve the Spaten at all the concessions? Like both Beck's or okay,
I don't know.
I'll be having a couple of liters of Spaten.
You'll be investigating. Yeah. He'll be investigating with a red nose.
Absolutely.
My name is Joel. My number is Spaten. Yeah. I want to do it.
Nice. That's
I gotta tell you guys.
Listen up, you two guys. But it's just me.
All right.
I was just thinking, like, when in the Asterix somebody's drunk, I looked, it was like just him being drunk in the Asterix comic. Like,
Spaten, great way for me to forget about the English Hertha Twitter account. So, it's already worked.
Forget about it for a few hours at least.
Until I need to tweet at them in English or something, nice.
Yeah, but it's a very short-sighted decision.
Yes.
But then the info I had from somebody who used to work in football Twitter said that Hertha used the cheapest agency and didn't do it themselves.
So this is my question, I guess, around that part, is that because I remember, I think you mentioned it earlier or must have told us this before because I've heard it anyway.
I said it
before. So I guess, did they just save a tiny little bit amount of money asking this company not to follow up the tweets in English? Like, as probably. Well? Like, because I mean, like,
that's, boy, that's bullshit, you know?
I don't even know why you use an agency.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Agree. Also that, yeah.
That's Google another question. Translate that shit.
That's
Google
another
Translate
question.
And then fix the mistakes, or I use DeepL.
Like, what's the point of a 50 plus one model, like, if you're not going to utilize membership in a way? In the, like, because, like, if we're going to be involved in the club, like, you, like, it's a fucking asset to begin with. Like, use some people for free. Like, because they'll do it.
Sure.
We'll do it, you know? Like,
I mean, they have lots of volunteers at every game.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So they, you know, if they had like any common sense, they could use one of them.
I think it's more of a decision that most people think it doesn't matter. That's really sad.
Yeah.
Like,
they just think it's a quick win, like a low hanging fruit type of savings or something.
Oh, low hanging fruit is a no-no word ever since that press conference by Windhorst.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the first press conference, he talked about low-hanging fruit.
Okay. I mean, it's never a great...
when he also mentioned Big City Club.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's going to sink you for sure. That,
okay. Yes.
No, but I was... there was a, when they started to set up you have the OFCs, official fan clubs, and they now have representatives. And when that idea was... I went to the first few meetings, and I said, okay, what about fans abroad? And they were like,
what?
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Oh, like, for fuck's sake. Oh, there you go. That's your answer right there.
But it's the same argument as someone like, when you talk about homeless people. Yeah, but what about the German homeless people?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of argument for me. Like proximity breeds, I don't know.
Apathy? Or empathy? I don't know. I don't know which one you're going for, really.
It's like out of sight, out of mind, kind of?
Proximity, there's a saying.
Familiarity breeds contempt?
Oh. I don't know. Now
we're going to start throwing proverbs or shit at each other for no
or
reason.
Empathy or familiarity, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Anyway.
But, it's cripe. It's crap.
It's
cripe.
You spend
Christ and crap.
Cripe.
So I wonder, though, then, if I heard, like... I'm wondering out loud, like if it was an agency the entire time, would they then own the account?
No. Hatta would just hire them to provide and they would upload themselves. That's what I think.
Okay. So you're,
or they would give the login data to somebody who would log in during the game
and tweet. Yeah. Okay. That. Okay. I would hope. Huh? But I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you hired a corporation from day one, they might, you know, they might start, like, their communication plan might say, okay, let's start an English account or something. And if they did that, they would technically be the owner of the account. So anyway, I was just getting a little bit into the weeds in my head about it and just wondering, like, who might own that actual account and have the login credentials, like you're saying. And, like, if it is, like, Hatta, then we should fucking, give it to somebody. Give it to Brian, for fuck's sakes. Like, I don't know. I don't care. Somebody.
Oh, no. He would only tweet about Zelke and stuff.
Like, give it to Steve. You know what I mean?
There you go.
The word is not ready for Steve.
We're going to give it to Steve.
Problem solved.
Give it to somebody.
Which is a perfect segue into point number 7.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Steve. He sent us a nice question and nice feedback as well. Oh, Jesus. Okay, sorry. Yeah, of course I'm... Oh, shit. I thought I had the original feedback.
Hang on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, because he also asked a question, but okay, while
you're... I can unlock my phone, that is.
Looking for it, yes. But while you're looking for it, I just want to say, honestly, no joke, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Receiving, you know, getting feedback, getting comments, it's always very nice. It gives us the impression that we are not quite screaming into the void. We are, but at least some people are listening, which is nice. So honestly, yeah. Thank you, Steve. It is very much appreciated.
Anyone. And, all kind of feedback. Even. Yeah. Like, I'm welcome to critical read his feedback message. Too.
Sure.
Okay, here it goes. To my knowledge, there's no beach in Berlin. Wrong. Not one I found in all my visits. Yet the players are still on the beach. Everyone else starts in August yet, despite being better in the second half against Hamburg. We don't get our shit together until September. Why always the slow start? Any thoughts? Stay off topic, guys. Your friend, Pez.
I thought he sent another one before that, because that's the one I have in front of me. But I was sure there was another one, but that's okay.
Hang on. I'm in the feed. I can just scroll up. I texted him. Okay, I said, we had such a laugh with your question. And he said, glad I could be of service. Not sure why, though. And then I said, did you listen to the episode yet? He said, yes, fuck yes. I was laughing my tits off.
That's it. That's the one I got.
That's funny.
Yes.
Top Flight Entertainment, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you just go back and listen to the way Joel starts laughing.
Especially at the end, by the way. I mean, I should have mentioned that at the start of the episode, but if you can, if you have only 90 seconds in your day, listen to the last 90 seconds of the last episode. It's awesome. It's a great ending. I mean, you got a text from Esther saying, a little less loud, please. And then Joel said, all right, fuck this. I'm gone. I'm out. do I need to stay here? I don't want to fuck up the tracks. How do we work the tracks? That was like dropping the mic and, you know, bombing the house.
Kicking off your pants.
Yeah, that was like, okay, that's it. That is it, and it's
I'm pretty
awesome.
Sure we're trying to cut the pod off like 40 minutes before that, so
yes. Yeah, I kept bringing up shit. Yeah.
On the Steve topic, not Steve though, but on the same vine though, Matt if I didn't get that one right.
I think it's Skype, but
he was messaging me too, actually, after listening to our last episode, and it was actually more to talk about the
thanks for not sharing
basketball. Well, what do you mean? What are we doing right now? What's this for? I mean, no. So he was actually really encouraging me to check out the Canadian Basketball League here, and so because Ottawa does have a team here in
Montreal,
so
called the Alliance.
So, like, he literally just messaged me saying, oh yeah, this is in the episode. It's like, in regards to the basketball, he's like, you should definitely like check that out and it could be worth it. So he even mentioned the Ottawa team by name. It was like the Blackjacks or something. And I was like, oh yeah. Like, I think that's the name. And I was like, he knows. Yeah. Anyway, he's been to a few games too. And so, yeah, I mean, that sounds kind of interesting. And I'd like to do that too.
He dropped me a line as well. So yeah, the Montreal Alliance in the Canadian Elite Basketball League.
Elite.
I don't go much to Montreal anymore. But you know, if the dates fit, I might check it out.
If I'm ever in the area, I might check it out.
Well, because he was also mentioning that he's been to NBA games in Toronto, Atlanta, and Charlotte. As well, and I was like, holy shit, like, so I mean, nice. Atlanta and Charlotte are like fucking massive like basketball markets, something that I can't imagine what those would be like.
Charlotte is not a massive basketball market.
It was at some point, maybe not anymore, but
with the old Hornets
yes, with Alonzo Mourning
back
and
in 92 93
yes,
but well, yeah, I mean, yeah. he had some nice things to say about the elite basketball league, Canadian elite basketball league. Anyway.
Time waits for no one.
And did you know who played at the Charlotte Hornets back in the 90s?
Well, Wilkinson or
Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson?
Yeah, somebody else. Very connected. Father of a player now. Dale Curry.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. Yes, okay. Yes.
Was he Big Three King or what?
Steph's dad.
I think he was like a...
just more like of a sixth man. Dale Curry,
sixth, seventh man. And then some threes, but not too much.
Cool. Yeah.
But I found a cool video where his son is warming up and then somehow the ball bounces off the rim and hops all the way to him at midcourt and he looks up and he picks up the ball and he just... bam.
Drains it.
Smashes his like...
from midcourt? Half court?
Yeah, from half court. It's like a, you know, bang.
Jesus.
It bangs into the backboard and goes in.
Wow. Okay.
Lucky shot, though.
I thought you were going to say, like,
he killed his son with a ball.
Dell would tell his son, you can shoot for shit. You're never going to make it to the NBA, son. Wah, wah.
Does Seth Curry still play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
He is 36, I think, now. But he was in the Olympics.
Okay.
I mean, Curry and LeBron younger. Was something else.
Jeez. Well, I mean, I didn't watch. I would have loved someone else to win than the US.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But not France.
Serbia had a good chance at some point, but, you know, I knew that, you know, sometime in the fourth quarter, the US would say, all right, guys, I guess we got a game going. Yeah. And they would, you know, steamroll anyone who would stand in their way. And of course, you know, it is what it is.
Did I mention that the worst thing was that the French
they booed Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid, yes. Yeah. When I was unloading my truck after the match, I was listening to the Edge of Sports podcast, a very good podcast. And they talked about if the team was good and stuff like that. And they also said that, it wasn't that good and it's the last hooray. And was it okay to have LeBron as the MVP and stuff like that?
I didn't watch any games, so I couldn't. I only watched part the US of the Serbia
games, and I watched some German games, but not too much.
I watched the old Die Frauenmannschaft. Who did they lose against again there in Paris?
The Germans? Yeah,
German women.
In football? US, was probably.
Semi, right? Yeah. US? It was the Americans against the semi.
Yes.
I was trying to remember. I was at work that day, so I was like, I actually kind of missed it. And I was, because I was in Toronto and I watched the Canada Germans women game, and in Canada the Canadian women are like won. You know, like they're the be all and end all, like, in a sense, in Canada. So
and who won?
No, German women won. But I was at a bar.
They won on the penalty kick.
In a bar in Toronto, and I wore a DFB jersey to the bar. And so, like, immediately I was enemy number one, you know.
So football or basketball?
Football. Yeah. Football.
Of course they win football against Canada.
Well, not so much, man. Canadian women are ranked better, and they are better, actually. So the fact that the German women beat the Canadians is actually an upset. Because the Canadian women were, A, defending champions, and FIFA ranked higher than the German women. So, like it was actually wild that the Germans
won. That's true.
FIFA ranking, FIFA ranking.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but still, I mean, Canadian women are better than the German women at football, for sure. We lost.
That's true, and I'm not playing homer.
I'm not either.
Hey, I'm not being a homer. That's absolute fact.
I wore a DFB jersey. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I'm still saying Canadian women are better. Anyway, it was fun because, like, I wore it on purpose to be a shit disturber. You know.
Some shit house is going on. But it
was
fun because,
like, the waiter at the bar was giving me a hard time the entire time. Like, he was, like, you know, he was super nice. He was, you know, all friendly, all jokes. But he was just, like, you know, like, pretending to, like, not want to serve me and just
your beer.
Yeah, he's like, nothing from you. Like, he would hear something and like, also, like, it's on a patio with the outdoor televisions. Something good happens for the Germans. I'm the only one just going, like, you know, it's just dead silence around me. Yeah. Anyway, it was fun. I like that.
I didn't know you had that shithousery in you. Yeah, Jesus.
It was fun.
Canada never won the world championship.
No.
World Cup, no, but they won Olympic gold.
They're the defending Olympic gold.
Yes, that's true.
That's like a round robin tournament.
Speaking of shithousery, there you go. Speaking of trolling. All right, so did we have any other questions from listeners?
We haven't answered Steve's question.
Oh, shit. What was his?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jesus.
Actual question?
Playing 4D chess again. Why are stars of the season are so shit? You know, we always start the season really poorly. And is there a reason why?
That is not true. Remember back in 2013.
Okay.
6-1 at home against Frankfurt.
Okay. 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 years ago, yes.
I think I mentioned this before, but on this day, I was not a Hertha fan yet.
Wow.
And I was just walking. We were taking the Sunday or Saturday walk with my wife. And then we walked past this bar and everybody was yelling. Said, okay, Hertha must have scored a goal. And then five minutes later, we came back. Then we just, whenever we walked past that bar, everybody was just, yeah. So it was quite a few goals.
Okay.
Anyways.
One of you two needs to turn their notifications
it's
off.
It's not me.
Okay.
One sec. I'm going to mute for a sec.
Okay. So yeah.
Finally he's muted, man. Oh shit, his audio is not off.
Yes.
Who is he talking to? Oh, there's his wife.
Yes.
Hey, Renee.
Hello, Renee. Hi. your biggest fans right here. Hello. Who are these bozos?
Are you still hanging out with the retards?
Okay.
Sorry.
We're gonna edit that out.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so the whole point of that story was basically fuck you, Steve, you're wrong. Or I don't really Yan's story about 2013. Like, well, Steve, 11 years ago.
I'm just thinking back, how did we start the seasons?
So, you know, I will say on our start, while Yan's thinking, my thought on ours, so we won the draw, right? We got a point, and then in the media is trashing us already for our shitty start, whatever, 1 point, 2 games. Okay, fine, fair. Like, I guess. So what? We could have had 6? I mean, okay, have you met our fucking team?
It's
still super fucking early. So what I have an issue with more is that, like, I hate the forgivingness in a sense of even winning the draw. Like, because it's like, I think of like, whatever it was, 2 seasons, 3 seasons ago. Like, anyway, the season we were relegated, and even the season before that, where we managed to save ourselves, like, every fucking point mattered, you know? And I felt like even just through discussions with our, like, mostly through, I guess, our NORAM fans and the, like our fellow friends that way, but it's just like, everyone's so like, oh, we played well, we did this, we looked good, we, you know, so like everyone's trying to kind of draw a bit of a positive. And it's not that I want to be negative about it, but it's just more like, I'm tired of drawing positives out of draws. Like, we need to start fucking winning and getting 3 points. Like, it's not good enough anymore to look good and draw, or look good and lose.
If we want to get promoted, we have to start considering every game as a must win. That's true.
Aren't we even talking mildly about survival, let alone promotion? Event like
it's
in the sense
early.
Of club financial viability. Like, how much longer can we fester in the Zweite Bundesliga? So
I mean, you can do anything, just then next season you have to sell all the jewelry.
Oh god. Yeah, okay. So we're the Romanovs now, or the whatever, the Habs, right? Whatever. Like, great. Like, anyway, that's just my last little 2 cents on that, because like, I don't get me wrong, like I'm not a hater. Like, I want to see positives from our team. I just don't, like, I'm tired of forgiving the lack of points because we fucking need them.
Some draws are better than others.
Yes.
And kind of applying the system, you know, like playing smart. But you're right, though. I mean, as I said, if we are serious about being promoted, we have to stop fucking around and, you know, playing every game for 3 points, no choice.
I mean,
and because I get what you're saying. I think it's like, if you start like looking only for the positive in any situation, you might become complacent.
Yeah, like, we still need to be critical about ourselves.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, I do wonder, worry about, like, yeah, like, even just the financial viability looking forward. Like, let's get back into one, and like, I'd be so much happier if we were just a mid-table team again in the BL1.
Oh my,
like,
god!
Can we not just go back to the heyday of being absolutely mediocre? Like,
if I might interject, yes, here,
please.
The last Bundesliga season, you had the first home match was at home against Union, which you lost, obviously. Then you played away in Frankfurt and drew 1-1, which was okay. Then you lost 1-0 in Gladbach, and you lost at home to Dortmund 1-0.
Why do you say you? Are you excluding yourself from the... are you not a Hertha fan anymore?
I don't play for the team, so I don't include myself.
Oh, neither do I, as last time I checked.
Hey!
I never say we.
I haven't received the paycheck.
Well, I'm a part owner, so... I'm going to say we. All right? I'm going to say fair. We all day, baby.
Fair. Have you paid yet?
Listen. That is... We
take it up.
Yeah, we're gonna need to send some emails on that one, because they,
you're flailing like a Republican.
They can take my money. They just won't.
Exactly.
But actually, going back again, and so even those games where we look good, whatever, but it is those one goal losses, like whatever it was two seasons ago. How many one goal games did we either lose or draw?
A lot.
Like, you know, yeah. Like. So many. Yeah. And it's just like, hey, well, it's not good enough to say, oh, we came within a goal, or we were just only one goal behind, or like, well, okay, sure, but it meant zero fucking points.
It's, yeah, exactly. It's still zero points.
Okay. That season was the season where we always played well, and then we didn't win, and then they said it's going to happen, and then it never happened, and then we were relegated. And last season, we just had this total makeover of the whole squad. Yeah. So that was also okay.
Yeah.
And I felt like the team playing the first round of the Pokal last season, that's where they got some, you know, when they, was it 5-0 at Jena? Yeah?
Don't remember.
Tabakovic with a very, very ugly sort of bicycle kick.
Oh.
Anyway.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
We lost the first game. We lost the second game. Both 0-1 in Düsseldorf and home against, was it Elversberg? No, the other team, some other.
I got to jump in. I don't think we've answered the question yet.
I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it.
Okay, so please do. Right? We are 1 hour and 25 minutes in.
And then they lost at Hamburg, 0-3.
Okay.
And then we had the cup game 5-0. And then we beat Braunschweig 5-0.
Okay.
The next week. And this season, I think we're in a better position because, okay, we lost the first game. Granted. Where the opponent is a team that's been together for a couple of years. They had the same coach, and we had a new team, and two of our players are long-term injured in Zessa and Riese. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, new coach, new system. Yeah, takes some time. And then we drew in Hamburg, which is better than the year before. And then...
again, I guess a good team we, too, again. Or, well, fell apart a
bit. Yeah. And then we beat a third league team.
and fuck yeah, did we beat them. Like
yes, soundly.
Oh, but I like that. I like that game. That was really fun.
Okay, so what's the answer to the question?
I think I would, if he had asked the question differently, I would have probably said yes, because we often had problems coming out of the dressing room.
Yes or no either. Question? Or?
No, that was not a yes or no question. Well, yeah, of course. Like, you know, if my aunt had balls, she would be my uncle. Okay.
No. It's a different thing.
Isn't that Carbonara? Have you seen that?
If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
Yeah, isn't this like a Carbonara? That's like...
British Carbonara.
I've never heard that one
it's
before.
It's a Jamie Oliver clip.
Oh, no, it's okay. Not Jamie Oliver. No, it's not Jamie Oliver. It's from Good Morning Britain or something like that. And they have an Italian...
No, but it's Jamie... Oh, chef. I thought it was Jamie Oliver. I thought he was the chef doing the Carbonara.
No. Okay. No, it's the Italian... The Italian guy makes Carbonara or something like that. And then she says, you know what? If you added some ham to it, it would taste just like a British carbonara. And then he gets off like, said, if my grandmother would have wheels, she would have been a bike. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the whole, it's very funny. And it's actually, it's a idiom in both Italian and Spanish.
Okay.
Even though my friend didn't know it. My favorite Spanish idiom, glad that you asked, is Éramos pocos y parió la abuela, which means we were already too few people and then the grandmother had a child.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
It means that we didn't have enough. And then the grandmother had another, we had another mouth to feed because the grandmother had a child.
Oh, okay. I see it the other way. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, crazy.
Anyway, I mean, I've answered Steve in my way, I think, in the sense that, like, you know, I would like to see. No, I haven't answered why do we think we do worse?
You haven't answered anything. We're just complaining.
Oh.
I'm going to try and boil it down to a single sentence. Watch me go. Okay. So I'd say lack of continuity. Okay, like new coach, new personnel, all that shit. And maybe strength of the opposition. Maybe we had bad luck with our early schedules the past few seasons. I didn't check, but that's a possibility. And probably like, you know, bad vibes, you know, because that, you know, shit rolls downhill. And when you get reminded that, you always start this season a shitty way, said Steve, it starts messing with you. And maybe, like, you know, in hockey talk, you know, you start gripping your stick too tight.
Are you reaching around?
I knew. Nice. I knew as soon as I said gripping your stick. Okay, here comes Jan. Yeah. What is Birkenstock busting through the wall like a Kool-Aid man?
he just loves a reach around so much. He just can't not say it.
Honestly, I don't know what a reach around is. I know it's something sex, but I don't know.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you not here.
I was ready to tell them.
Hang on. Live lookup.
Yeah, we're going to earn that explicit tag on the podcast.
Urban Dictionary.
Dude, we were talking about porn last time. I mean, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I was really hoping Simon could help.
Yeah. Simon can definitely help you with a reach around, for sure.
Fuck's sake.
I'm sorry, Simon. We love you. That was Jesus. That was, I feel awful for freaking Simon into this for no reason at all.
Oh, I found it.
Unreal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just nice, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's German.
Common courtesy. Around is common courtesy. I think that's what most people agree, yeah.
Isn't there this one part in the Full Metal Jacket where you say something? Yes. You're one of those guys.
I was going to say exactly
that. Stick
stuck
and then, or something like that.
Not even
doesn't have the courtesy. The basic courtesy to give him a reach around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly it.
Oh my God.
Title. Definitely title.
Wow.
Nice.
The courtesy of getting a reach around.
I mean, what else can we say? We can move to the next item on the prep file because we are more than 1 hour and a half. And let's.
Oh, you had Mr. Miscellaneous. What did you have there?
There's been enough of that.
Was it about TV stations?
It was like BN Sports asking, quote unquote, Ligue 2 in France to play more games on a Friday night. And I just mentioned that, like, TV channels, online platforms dictating when the game take place, basically, and it's going to get worse and worse. As time.
Yeah. That is kind of crazy.
Speaking of TV, did I ever tell you the story when we went to Glasgow for the football
match? Come on. Please. Save it for the next episode, please.
And remind me of the car at Glasgow.
Okay.
I'll
put
that
in the Google Doc right now. Glasgow
car around.
The next episode. Okay.
It'll be a little treat for you people. Date. Next time.
Yes. Yes.
Such a perfect cliffhanger.
Yes. We know that, like, like TV stations already have their say, especially in England, when it comes to, you know, game schedule. But I've never seen, a platform putting their foot down that badly to manipulate the game schedule, You know, that's because Friday night for football, that's
thinking
sucks.
About it a little bit, though. I mean, obviously, you would the worry is the precedent, right? I mean, like, in the sense of like the precedent they're starting by trying to put their foot down in that sense. But what I would say just quickly is that, like, the second league in France, you know, I mean, that's there's not a lot of danger of expansion there. It do you think that same streaming platform is going to tell PSG when to play their fucking games?
I think so.
Yeah, they might. Or Marseille.
PSG is already owned by
whoever. I'm just saying, is it going to leak upwards? Can it? Because, like, sure. Because, I mean, I could kind of see it's like, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not saying it will, but it might in a few years.
I think La Liga is the worst. And I just looked at their next match day. They have Friday at 7, Friday at 9:30, then they have Saturday at 5, at 7, and 2 at 9:30, and then they have Sunday on at 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 7:15, and 9:30. That's the worst TV schedule I know.
Well, I mean, Spain is kind of screwed early in the season because it's too hot. They cannot play at 3 p.m.
Ah, that's why the games are so late. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Siesta, bro.
Clever guy. Siesta.
Yeah. Well, because, okay, so then at the end of the day, though, the scheduling would fall down to the FFF, right? Though, not the team itself. So how could the platform talk to the team? Like, they'd have to talk to the FFF, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but like if BN Sports say, do what we say or we pull our money, because BN Sports is fucking huge.
So then the French Football Federation, did they have no negotiating power on who they sell their rights to? Because wouldn't they just counter with, okay, we'll just sell it to the next?
Well, to who? Canal Plus?
Well, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if France is like...
So
didn't a team fold in France recently because of money?
Girondins Bordeaux, yes.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Maybe so, they couldn't get their games on TV.
I don't know. Seeing that happen.
That's shitty for sure. And I'm not sorry. I'm not like speaking like no, that's fucked up. Like that's crazy.
But you know
I guess the reason I brought up the French Football Federation is more like, what would the DFB do? Like, you know what I mean? Could that even happen? Like, because what, some streamer? Well, that's the other.
Could that happen in other countries? That's sort of where I was
leading to with the, like, can it leak up?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, ever since Sky or formerly Premiere came up, that's when they changed the schedules around. Before, it was always. Was always Saturday, 3:30, and then maybe one game on Sunday.
And they started spread it already. Okay. Yeah.
And there's one reason why we don't have Monday games anymore. Why? Fan protest.
That's true.
I mean, that's good. So, I mean, at least so we saved ourselves in a way, maybe, and the DFB, the structure of it.
Until the next...
I think they'd be pretty hard, hard-pressed to, like, push another Monday night in the BL. Because what are they going to... They've already backtracked. True. So what are they going to... They're going to come back and be like, no, you know what? Fuck you. We are doing Monday nights.
I mean, like, you know, the Super League, it got rejected pretty harshly. But I know that they are cooking up the next idea iteration. And they're going to try again. Yes, they're going to try again for sure. Maybe not this year, maybe not next, but soon.
Let him leave.
There is too much money. Sure. There is too much money to just give up on the idea.
Capital City League? No. Hauptstadt League, you know?
Do you want to travel away to Reykjavik or...
Fair, no.
Fair, yes.
Or play Friday night at Bodo Glimt?
Let's go.
All right. Okay.
Fun fact.
So next up, transfer updates. As of now, it's not official yet, but it's pretty much done. Tabakovic to Hoffenheim for $5 million.
Five or three.
Oh, okay. I saw.
And he was asked at the Christian Philipp was asked at the press conference if he had been to practice and he had not because he was away.
Yes.
It said that he's already in Sinsheim and they're doing the medical check soon. And Germany's biggest transfer guy already tweeted about it.
Mm. Okay. I mean, it sucks, but he is not going to be worth anymore. Like, he's 30 already with many knee injuries.
Maybe it was his best season.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean,
and if I say that about a person in a way, but like...
And if you told...
Oh, I hope so.
If you told me you had to lose two people and we would have Reza, Maza, and Tabakovic, I would lose Reza and Tabakovic and keep Maza.
Wow.
I think I would agree.
Way more potential.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fair, for sure.
I mean, Reza is a good second league player.
But his dreams to play in the first.
Yeah, my dream is to have... No, I'm not going to say what my dream is, but yeah.
But...
are we going back to reach-arounds, or... I feel like that's where Jan was going, but...
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Don't want no short done, dick, man.
Wandering. We are done wandering for now.
Dick, man.
Didn't Hoffenheim...
Don't want.
Do you want me to mute you?
Can you mute me?
Yes, I can mute you.
Patrick doesn't want a short dick man, Jan. I mean...
Because it's hard to reach around then.
Well, it's actually close, isn't it? I mean... I don't know.
You have more to grab if it's long.
There's somebody speaking from experience.
That's what she said.
Okay, so yeah. As I was saying, didn't Hoffenheim have problems with their ultras?
Their ultras?
Yeah, I mean,
their village.
They
had rooms, facilities where they could store their materials.
Okay, that's it. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like some kind of accreditation, like press or something. But
yeah, they also lost that.
Why was it taken away?
Oh, okay.
There was something. Hang on. I need to go to Element and I can tell you. Because somebody posted a link to an article.
I just saw the headline for it, so I don't know the details, but it seemed to be pretty nasty fight. Like, you know, you don't want your ultras to turn against you, you know, ideally.
Even if you're Hoffenheim.
Oh, especially if you're Hoffenheim.
I think the ultras, they were complaining. Oh, shit, I'm not logged in here. About something. Oh, yeah, I think that the former mayor of Sinsheim, who was always a big brown noser for Hop, of course, because Hop paid like millions for any projects to be built in Sinsheim. He signed up to be, he's trying to become president.
Oh,
okay.
And that, of course, would just be a Trojan horse. Now you know that Hop just sold his 50.
But is Hoffenheim not one of those like cheating clubs?
Yes.
So then,
yeah, but they,
so they're fucked anyway. So why the fuck do the ultras like, bro? You're sold. You're a fucking sellout club. Like, who the fuck cares who your president is? You're fucking losers.
They just get back into 50+1 because Klopp sold.
But he did.
Yeah, he sold his shit.
Ah,
didn't know that. Okay.
Okay, never mind what Joel
fuck
said.
Me. I'll put the fuck up. I won't.
You guys are cool.
You guys, well, I'm not going to say they're cool.
Take good care of Tabakovic.
Yeah, yes.
They would.
And they give us their fucking money.
Yes, exactly.
They will always be a club who just got there because they got...
they bought their way there, absolutely.
He bought the way there, yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I wish we could. But, you know. not actually, but like...
Yes,
like
no.
Fuck, kind of.
I get what you mean.
We need someone like Lars Vindhorst to come in and really save us, you know? I mean, that's our solution.
Actually, I know this guy from Miami. His name is Josh Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, any updates from that story?
No. I mean, I haven't seen anything. Just that, you know, 777 were in deep shit, and that's the last I heard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Stadal Liège was in what seemed to be fairly big trouble, and I haven't heard anything since. So I don't know.
I'm just checking Yozima. Yozima. That's the football magazine that did all the deep dives. They actually the ones they're nothing new since end of season sales. So the same as in July. So we don't know anything else.
Okay.
Maybe I could contact them and ask them if there's anything else happening.
Yeah, you will get a reply at the same time that the media, as the media team for Hertha.
I think that Yozima is a bit smaller than, Hertha.
Okay.
It doesn't have 50,000 members.
Well,
anyways.
Still early in the day. The day's still young.
Okay, and Eichberger is loaned out to Rot-Weiß Essen. That basically means that Kenny will stay.
Okay. Ah, okay. I didn't know those two were connected. Okay.
Same position. Same position.
Okay.
Awesome. So he gets the second loan to a third-tier club.
Yes, Essen is in the third division.
Last year he was at Halle and they were relegated to the Regionalliga. But he played lots of minutes and he played well.
Okay.
And he's grown. Yeah, but I'm fine with Kenny.
He seems to be doing well.
And he seems to be important for the team.
Oh my God, but not the fucking corners. Who's oh my God. Those corners the other day were fucking nightmare. I'm like, what? Like, it was like back when we were in BL1 when we had like zero set piece goals all season long or whatever. Like, I was watching this game. I was like, oh my God, no, someone else needs to kick this fucking ball.
Yeah. One of them almost went to the other.
Yeah.
Corner.
Yeah.
Was like he bombed it like I was like, are you trying to go for distance only? What the fuck? Yeah. I mean, yeah,
anyway, but no, but
not
but
that
still,
bad, but it was really bad.
Kenny, you know, I'm good.
It was bad. No, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard of Leon the Barber?
Why does that sound familiar?
Detroit Pistons.
Oh, okay.
He was a fan who always sat right behind the bench.
Oh, okay.
And during timeouts, he would talk in a very loud voice and say the meanest shit to anybody. And I just imagined Joel being at the Hertha practice and then starting the rant. He just started
waiting.
John Joe, come here. Your quarters.
Who do you think you are?
Kenny, you're fucking shite.
So that he would understand you, you know, just to make sure.
Well, you know, as a part owner, I feel comfortable saying that.
You feel comfortable getting involved in the day-to-day operations.
For
yes,
free.
Absolutely.
You know?
For low-hanging.
For free. Yes. All right. So that's it for transfers, I think.
Yes. I looked at the Transfermarkt thing and there was nothing new or important. And there were only two players who were supposed to come and it's all not very... One was Andvi Anjay. He played for Paderborn, I guess.
Okay.
But he's 30-something, so I don't think so. And I think we have enough strikers. Especially if you remember that when Schuler came in, he basically set up a goal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, yes.
And he's way faster.
Oh, yeah. That was a good sub, actually. I remember the sub and he came on him, right? Like,
yeah.
That's true. So, well, I mean, okay, I know that that was Rostock, so okay, but... there were some promising signs.
You can lose to Rostock if you don't pay attention.
Yeah. True. True. But let's be cautiously optimistic, let's say. No, I know. I know we're going to get, you know, curb stomped 5-1 against Regensburg.
Thing is first like, we'll beat the top table teams and then just lose against all the bottom table ones and then get that, fucked.
That's
like,
typical. That's very typical.
You know?
that's the Berliner that we know. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you beat Bayern at home and then you win, lose the next game away at, I don't know.
Braunschweig or something.
No, they went in this, who was bad? Augsburg. Augsburg.
Erzgebirge
also second league. I was talking about Germany.
Oh,
Bundesliga okay, 1 back in the day.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's pretty common to beat the top team and then to have problems. Isn't this what Dortmund always fucks up when so they don't become champions?
Just
because they lose
Fuck
to the low teams?
They're a bunch of chokers.
Yeah, I mean, they wrote the book on choking, 100%. Basically.
They're a bunch of...
says the Arsenal fan. I know. No need to say it out loud.
No, Dortmund are... But, the fucks that, like, you know, they're like... Oh, God.
Always bridesmaid, oh, never bride. Of,
no,
or something?
I'm thinking dirtier. David okay. Carradine. His
always the reach around.
And no.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Yes, autoerotic asphyxiation. That's what Dortmund's into. They just love choking themselves. Like,
isn't that how the guy from NXS died?
Probably, because I know a couple people died of the same thing.
And David Carradine.
That's what we're talking about.
David Carradine. Yeah, but I think Michael Hutchence, I think it was a more straight up suicide because there was some problem with the custody of his daughter, I think, or something like that. But I might be completely wrong, but
good thing we're football
podcast. Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
Hey, I think we went
around the world a few times.
We took a lot of hurdles today, I feel. I mean, you know.
If we were a ship, we'd be the MS Steve.
Okay, I mean.
MS Steve, okay, yeah. Or HMS Steve? Yeah. Is that HMS for British?
Her Majesty's or Hidden Majesty's ship.
Yes, exactly.
There's a maiden room.
Renee has had enough. She's getting ready to bail because she is sick of our shit.
Of a stupid laughing.
Yeah. She doesn't hear you guys. All she hears me is saying reach around and autoerotic asphyxiation and the occasional fuck you, yeah.
I'm a part owner.
That's true. Do you own a sex club or what?
What do you own exactly? We're going back to Kit Kat.
Yes. Yeah, nice Berlin reference right there. Good
in
job.
Atlanta, they had a club called the Pink Pony.
How do you know this?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Let's say if the night went really bad, we ended up there.
And that's where the night ends up good, or?
Oh, they had a great buffet.
Is that code for something else?
Yeah, I mean, things are getting more questionable. I mean,
no. Every strip club has a good buffet.
I have heard that, you know, and up here in Canada, I've heard, in Quebec, we call a strip club with a good buffet, it's called Muffin Buff. Have you not heard that one, Patrick? No?
I don't know what to say to this, but honestly, I've never heard that.
Must be a Gatineau thing.
Yeah, probably.
No, but often strip clubs have really good buffets. I don't know why.
It's a Muffin Buff. It's a real thing. Nice.
Jeez, okay. I know it's a bit off topic.
No, you don't say.
this is one British Bake Off show. I never seen it, but I saw like outtakes where they had to bake a beaver, and then the first thing the judge says, "Okay, Charlotte, tell us about your beaver." And
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, wow. Yeah, you know. We had a good throwback. We had a good laugh, all of us. So I was mentioning I watched the Canada-German women's Olympic quarterfinal. Yeah. So anyway, at one point or whatever, they're talking about Berger, the German
the goalkeeper.
Yeah, the keeper. Mm-hmm. It was just like the Canadian commentator was mentioned. She's like, Berger is organizing her box. And as she said that, the entire bar, we just exploded in laughter. Like, it was obscene. Like,
it was
very immature, but to have a whole bar of people like just acknowledge it was pretty good.
Did you say penalty area?
Yeah. Organizing her box. Like, yeah, clean up that box, you know, figure it out. Like,
dive in. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You could not reach the box.
Okay.
On a reach around.
Yeah. We were going there. We knew. We knew. Everyone, Steve, you didn't need to say
it. Really. Yep. We have the ball on the tee and that obvious. All right, so
I'd say for the 100th episode, we all travel to wherever Steve lives and we do a show with him.
I'm not opposed.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know when that will be, but sure. I'd be up for that.
I don't even know where he lives.
No, I was wondering the exact same thing. I think that covers it. And a lot more.
Very much.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, so Rene is getting ready to go out. Yes. And so are we. So are we.
We're done.
To anyone still listening, thank you for your patience. I hope it was worth it. So, so that's it for us. Thank you, Jan.
Peace.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, thank God this is not a video podcast.
Yet.
Okay, thank you, Joel. And we will catch you guys on the next one.
It was great seeing you guys.
Thanks.
And Joel, thank you for being a part owner. It's really good having you.
Doing my part.
And now get the English Twitter account back on, okay, please.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
We have 24 hours.
All right. So, last words. R-O-A.
At the BSC.
Yes. Thank you. Cheers. My voice broke. Cheers. Okay.
Cheers. Bye. I love a little cheers, though.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast. Oh,